My name's Dan, if I haven't met you before.
What it means is Joe Dan.
And I have the privilege of serving as the youth minister here at our church.
我有荣幸在这个教会做英文部的传道。
And so I'm excited to share with you from this passage that we just read.
我很兴奋的要跟你们大家分享这一章。
But before we do that, I want to invite one of the members of our church, David Koh. He's going to come up and he's going to share with us about a missionary trip he is going to be taking.
但是我在我 跟你们分享神的信息之前，我想要那个 David Koh 许大伟上来跟我们分享他宣教的一个意向。
And I've just been really encouraged by what God is doing in his life.
我看到神在生命当中所做的事，我受到鼓励。
And so he's going to share a little bit about his trip this morning.
今天早上跟我们分享他宣教的意向。
And we want to ask you to be supporting him by praying for him.
我们请大家用祷告来支持他。
And if the Spirit moves you to help support him financially as well.
圣灵感动你的话，也在经济上面也支持他。
So I want to invite David to come on up here.
所以请 David 上来。
Hi.
Hi. 大家好。
我的名字是徐大伟。
My name is David. Come.
Also known as David.
大家都叫我 David.
I will start off by saying the same thing I said to the English side.
我开始跟大家分享我在英文部分享的。
I've thought a lot about what I want to say, and I have no idea.
我思考过我要跟大家分享什么，但是我不太知道要分享什么。
I only have a little bit of time to share.
我只有一短短的时间可以跟大家分享。
And I've already used up a lot of it.
我已经用了大部分的时间。
Last year, I decided to go and do a DTS in Wisconsin.
去年我决定去 Wisconsin 参加一个门徒训练。
It's a school where I learned about who God is and who He says that I am.
那个我去那个地方学习到神到底是谁，然后我是谁。
After I finished, I felt really happy about it, and like I learned a lot.
我去年参加那个门徒训练之后，我很开心，我认为我学到很多。
But I wanted more for myself because I felt like I had never read the Bible and I didn't really know what God said about Himself.
So, 但是我对我自己的要求更多，因为我从来没有真正的读好圣经，我也想知道说神如何说。在圣经里面如何描述他自己。
So this year I went back to Wisconsin to take a Bible school there.
所以今年我回去 Wisconsin 上一个圣经学院。
I went with an organization called YWAM.
我参加的那个机构叫做 YWAM.
And every YWAM school has an outreach portion to it.
每个 YWAM 的那个课程都有一个宣教的一个部分。
This year I'll be going to Africa for about 8 months.
这一次我将去非洲要去差不多8个月的时间。
That's a really long time and it's kind of scary.
那是一段很长的时间，我也觉得很惧怕。
But the reason I want to go is because as I've been studying and reading the Bible and getting to know what God has to say and struggling with these questions.
我为什么要去的原因是当我在读神的话语的时候，我也有我的挣扎。
I've really come to see how much God loves everybody and how much He wants to reach out to everybody.
但是我借着神的话语，我真的是看到说神如何的爱大家，如何想拯救大家。
I've really come to see the power that God's love has in transforming people.
我实在能够看到神的爱如何那么有能力的可以改变人的生命。
So I don't have a lot of time left to share.
我剩下的分享的时间不多。
But I will be sharing more during lunch.
但是中饭的时候我会有更多的分享。
And I would like to invite you to come and hear a bit about how God has worked and changed in my life.
所以我要邀请各位中文的时候来听我的分享，分享如何神在我的生命中改变我。
I'm leaving for Africa in a week and a half.
我在一个礼拜半的时间之内会回。会去那个非洲。
And I still need to raise about $6,500.
我要去需要筹6000多块的 金额。
This is a very large amount.
这是大数目。
But I want to trust that God can provide for me because I believe that God is calling me to go.
但是我要相信说神会供应，因为我相信神呼召我去。
So if you are interested in maybe partnering with me, I'd like to invite you to come and chat with me during lunch.
所以如果你神感动你支持我的话，我邀请你在中饭的时候来跟我谈。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们天上的阿爸父。
We thank you for what you are doing in David's life.
我们为你在 David 的身上所做的，献上我们的感谢。
And we know that the mission of our church is to make disciples who have their lives changed by you and are being sent out.
我们知道我们教会的使命是要装备人做门徒，然后把他们差派出去。
And I praise you that we see a living example of that in David's life.
我赞美你，因为我们在 David 的身上看到一个见证。
And so, God, I pray that as a church, that we would be supporting him through prayer.
所以我的祈求是我们一个教会，我们这个教会这个肢体一起来支持他，用祷告来支持他。
And that you will provide for him for the financial needs of the trip.
然后你也供应他去非洲需要的经费。
And we look forward to the stories that we will get to hear from him when he returns back home.
我们也盼望他从非洲回来跟我们分享你的作为。
So we ask that you just be, so that you would be with him on every step of this next journey.
我们求您在他每一步所踏出的，您都与他同在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祈求。
Amen. Amen. All right. I wanted to start by, before we get into the passage we read, I just want to say thank you to all of you as a church.
在我们开始看这段经文的时候，我想谢谢大家。
And I want to say that because the last time I spoke for the Chinese service was right after I got hired as the youth minister.
So, 因为我上一次在跟中文部讲道的时候，分享信息的时候，是我刚当牧刚青年牧者的时候。
That was a long time ago.
那是很久的时候。
And I just want to say I've been really thankful for the support that I have felt from you as a church.
So, 我想谢谢大家给我的支持。
But today's message is about pride, so don't feel too good about yourselves.
今天的信息是有关骄傲的，所以你们不要太骄傲。
All right. I just want to share a little bit so you can get to know me a little bit better.
我想分享有关我自己，让你们能够多认识我。
I love sports.
我喜欢体育。
And if you're a sports fan, you know it's been a really good time here in the Bay Area.
你是个体育的迷，你知道说。现在是住在湾区最好的时候。
For the past several years, there have been a lot of Bay Area teams who have been playing for and winning championships.
所以这几年来有很多湾区的球队，他们都赢了冠军。
And you know, last month, the Golden State Warriors, our hometown team, won the NBA championship.
所以你们知道上个月，金州勇士他们赢了 NBA 的那个总冠军。
And so I've seen many of your children wearing blue and yellow shirts.
我看到你们很多的小孩子，他们穿着。蓝跟黄色的 T 恤
or at least talking about basketball when I've never heard them talk about basketball
或者说听他们谈有关篮球的事
and if you were watching the championships you know that the other team the Cleveland Cavaliers had the best player in the world
如果你们也有关注那个 NBA 总决赛的时候你知道说另外一个队Cleveland 的骑士他们有一个很好的球员
and after they lost the first game to the Warriors A reporter asked him, "What are you going to do differently in the next game?"
So, when they lost the first game to the Warriors, a reporter asked the player, "What are you going to do differently in the next game?"
And he said, "I'm the best player on the planet. It will be fine."
He answered, "I'm the best player on the planet. It will be fine."
And they did win the next game.
实际上他们就赢了第二场。
But we know ultimately our team was the better team, so we won.
但是最终我们的球队是更好的队，我们赢了。
So as an NBA fan, I think I agree with his statement that he's the best player in the world.
当为身为一个 NBA 的球迷，我同意那个球员所说的。
But just because that's true, no one wants to hear him say that about himself.
但是虽然那是事实，但是没有人愿意听一个人自夸。
And we know what it feels like when we've been around people who will talk about themselves by exalting themselves.
So 我想我们有类似的经历，当我们在很会自夸的人中间的时候，我们的感受是怎么样？
We don't want to be around them.
我们 不想跟他们在一起。
And we just read a passage this morning that's very similar.
我们刚刚今天所读的经文 也描述很相似的事情。
In Daniel chapter 4, King Nebuchadnezzar is marveling at what he has built.
在但以理第四章，尼布甲尼撒王他在惊叹他自己手中所做的。
And as he looks at his accomplishments,
当他在 数算他的成就的时候，
he uses these words.
他用这些字眼，
My mighty power.
我的大能大力，
The glory of my majesty.
我威严的荣耀。
And so this story is about pride.
这是有关骄傲的故事。
And we know there's many different types of pride.
我们知道骄傲可能有不同显示的方式。
But specifically in this passage, we see that we are dealing with self-exaltation.
但是在这经文我们看到这是 有关自豪的。
And so this story is really important for us to read this morning.
这个故事对我们来讲是很重要的。
Because it's going to teach us how we can be on guard against our pride.
因为这个可以教我们如何对骄傲有警惕。
We can see why our pride is dangerous.
我们可以 看到说骄傲为什么是危险的。
And when we experience it, we also get to read about how we overcome it.
当我们经历那个时候，我们也读到怎么样的克服那个骄傲。
So those are going to be the three things we'll talk about this morning.
那是我想跟大家分享的三点。
How to know to be on guard against pride.
要如何对骄傲警惕。
Why pride is dangerous for our lives.
为什么骄傲在我们生命当中是危险的。
And when we go through it, how we can turn our focus back onto God.
然后我们如何把我们的焦点转回到神身上。
So I want to read some verses that come before what we read earlier.
想再读第四章其他的经节。
And if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in Daniel chapter 4.
那你们有圣经的话，请翻开我们在但以理书第四章。
And so we're going to start reading in verse 10.
我们要从第十节开始读。
And we will see this is a description of a dream that King Nebuchadnezzar has.
这形容那个尼布甲尼撒王做的一个梦。
Verse 10 says this.
第十节这么说。
These are the visions I saw while lying in bed. I looked, and there before me stood a tree in the middle of the land. Its height was enormous.
我在床上脑中的意象是这样，我看见地当中有一棵树，极其高大。
The tree grew large and strong, and its top touched the sky. It was visible to the ends of the earth.
那树渐长，而且坚固，高得顶天，从地极都能看见。
Its leaves were beautiful, its fruit abundant.And on it was food for all. Under it, the wild animals found shelter, and the birds lived in its branches. From it, every creature was fed.
叶子华美，果子甚多，可做众生的食物。田野的走兽卧在荫下，天空的飞鸟宿在枝上，凡有血气的都从这树得食。
In the visions I saw while lying in bed, I looked, and there before me was a holy one, a messenger coming down from heaven.
我在床上脑中的意象只有见有一位守望的圣者从天而降。
And he called in a loud voice, Cut down the tree and trim off its branches, strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the animals flee from under it and the birds from its branches.
大声呼叫说，伐倒这树，砍下枝子，摇掉叶子，抛散果子，使走兽离开树下，飞鸟躲开树枝。
But let the stump and its roots, bound with iron and bronze, remain in the ground in the grass of the field. Let him be drenched with the dew of heaven, and let him live with the animals among the plants of the earth.
树墩 却要留在地内，用铁圈和铜圈箍住，在田野的青草中，让天露滴湿，使他与地上的兽一同吃草。
Let his mind be changed from that of a man, and let him be given the mind of an animal, till seven times pass by for him.
使他的心改变，不如人心，给他一个兽心，使他经过七次。
So if we can consider the context of this story,
那我们来考虑这个故事的背景。
This is during the rise of the nation of Babylon.
这个故事发生在那个巴比伦国在兴旺的时候。
Nebuchadnezzar is a real historical character.
尼布甲尼撒是个 真, 真实的历史上的一个人物。
His rise to power as a king, this really happened.
他兴旺成为王，这真的是发生的。
And this is when God's people, including Daniel, they had been exiled to the nation of Babylon.
在那个时候，神的子民，包括但以理，他们被掳到巴比伦。
And during this time, Nebuchadnezzar had been gaining more and more power.
在那个时候，尼布甲尼撒王越来越有权势。
If you've read the book of Daniel, you know in the previous chapter, he made a giant statue that everyone was supposed to worship.
若你们读过但以理书，你们知道在第三章那个尼布甲尼撒王为自己建造了一座金像。
And Daniel's three friends who refused to bow down to the statue, they were rescued by God.
但以理的三个朋友，他们不愿意俯伏敬拜那个金像，他们神拯救了他们。
So you could almost say that Nebuchadnezzar could have seen this coming.
你可以说那个尼布甲尼撒王可以预测会这样子事情会发生。
But God gives him an even clearer warning.
那神给他更清楚的一个警告。
And we read this dream that he had.
我们读到有关他的异象，他的梦。
Now, Nebuchadnezzar had asked some of his other court officials and wise men to interpret the dream for him.
他也请问过他宫中的其他的术士来帮他讲解这个梦。
And I wonder if the reason he did this is because he wants them to say that it's not about him.
我有时候在想说，他这么做是不是他想他跟他们说这个梦跟他无关。
But it's a very clear picture of what is going on in his kingdom.
但是这个梦所描述的有关他国是很清楚的。
This dream about this tree that grew large and beautiful and that everyone in the world could see, that was about him.
这他有关这个树长大很美，大家都会看到的，这是有关他的。
This happened in history. Babylon was a world power.
这在历史上发生过，巴比伦是个强国。
And God sends Nebuchadnezzar a dream to warn him against his growing pride.
神给尼布甲尼撒王这个异象，为了要警告他有关他的骄傲。
And so if you read on, you see that Daniel says, this dream is about you.
若你继续读，你会看到但以理跟尼布甲尼撒王说这个梦是关于你的。
He's saying to the king, this dream represents you.
他告诉那尼布甲尼撒王这个梦是代表你。
And so if we pause here in the story, there's something that we can learn from what we see here.
所以我们可以从这个故事里面暂停来思考，这个故事有我们可以学习的东西。
When we are experiencing a great amount of success in our lives,
当我们生命当中有很多的成功的时候，
that is a time that's very important for us to consider, who gets the glory.
那我们成功的时候，是我们思考要把荣耀归给谁的时候。
If we find ourselves doing well at work,
那我们处在那个这工作做得很好的时候，
if we are proud of the school that our children get into,
我们为我们子女们所上的学校而骄傲，
if we're excited that we received a raise,
我们很高兴我们有薪水加了，
this is a very important time where we can be thankful to God.
在这些时候我们可以感谢神。
And yet we read earlier how Nebuchadnezzar responded.
但是我们读过尼布甲尼撒王他如何的反应。
And so God gives us reminders of moments when we need to thank him for the success that we experience.
所以神会借着各种机会来提醒我们要感谢他。
It's not the time to exalt ourselves.
这些时候并不是高抬自己的时候。
Especially in front of others.
特别是在别人面前。
But it's a time to be thankful for what he's done.
但是这些时候是感恩的时候。
And so when we experience that, it's important to be on guard.
当我们经历要骄傲的时候，我们必须要警惕。
So that's the first thing. But the second thing is we want to see why pride is so harmful.
那是第一点。第二点就是我们要看骄傲为什么是危险的。
And we see this in the story that we read, but I want to read it one more time.
我们再继续的看那个我们所读的经文。
And starting in verse 29, we see a description of what the king does.
从二十九节开始。
Verse 29 says this. 12 months later, as the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon,
过了十二个月，他游行在巴比伦王宫里。
He said, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as a royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?"
他说，这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗？
And even as the words were on his lips, a voice came from heaven. This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you.
这话在王口中尚未说完，有声音从天降下说：“尼布甲尼撒王啊，有话对你说，你的国位离开你了。”
You will be driven away from people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like the ox. Seven times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes.
你必被赶出，离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，且要经过七期，等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权，要将国事与谁，就是与谁。
Immediately, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from people and ate grass like the ox. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven, until his hair grew like the feathers of an eagle and his nails like the claws of a bird.
当时这话就应验在尼布甲尼撒的身上，他被赶出，离开世人。吃草如牛，身被天露滴湿，头发长长，好像鹰毛，指甲长长，如同鸟爪。
And what we see here is Daniel's prediction of this dream came true.
所以我们这里看到说，但以理对这个梦的讲解实现了。
Nebuchadnezzar had heard the warning from God.
尼布甲尼撒王听到神对他的警告。
But when he's walking on top of the roof of his palace,
但是当在游行在王宫上的时候，
he sees this beautiful skyline.
他看到那个很 美好的景观。
When you visit a city like San Francisco or New York and you're on top of a tall building and you look at the skyline, it's beautiful.
当你探访一个大都市如旧金山或纽约，然后你在高楼上面看到的景观是很漂亮的。
That's when we all take out our cell phones and start taking pictures.
那个时候我们大家都会拿取你们的手机来照相。
Some of us will take pictures with us in it and the background there because it's beautiful.
所以我们会把自己也照进那个景观里面。
And he's looking at this and he says, "This is because of me."
尼布甲尼撒王就看他京都的景观，然后说这都是我手中所做的。
He uses these words.
他用这些字眼。
My mighty power.
我的大能大力,
the glory of my majesty.
我威严的荣耀,
and the dream comes true.
然后他的梦实现了,
it's time for him to be humbled.
是他被降卑的时候。
And so we might read this passage and we might think this is such a great reminder for leaders not to be exalting themselves.
所以我们读这经文的时候，我们可能想说这对当领袖的人是很好的 一个经文。
But it's important for us to also think about the ways that we might be very much like King Nebuchadnezzar ourselves.
但是我们也必须思考，我们有哪些地方，其实我们也蛮像那个尼布甲尼撒王的。
We might not be in charge of a kingdom.
我们可能并不是负责一个国度的人。
But it is very easy for us to exalt the things that we have done.
但是我们也很容易能够自夸我们所做的。
And two ways I want to talk about that this morning.
我有两方面想跟大家分享。
It's through success.
借着我们的成功。
And also through morality.
借着我们的道德，我们的行为。
And I'm not saying these are the only two ways.
我并不是说只有这两个方面。
There's plenty of others.
也有其他的方面。
But I want to talk about these two this morning.
但是我今天要跟大家讲的是这两方面。
And I said that we may not be a king, but when we find, but we do find satisfaction when we have success.
我们可能不是当国王，但是当我们有成就的时候，我们会很满足。
If we get a promotion at work,
当我们在工作上升迁的时候
，If we get a raise,
我们的薪水加了的时候
，That feels good, right?
感觉很好。
Or when we are proud of our children for something they've accomplished,
或者说因为我们的儿女们所成就的，我们感觉骄傲。
We feel good about ourselves.
我们就觉得很满意。
And I'm not saying that we're not that we shouldn't see these things as blessings. These things are blessings.
我并不是想说我们不要把这些当祝福，实际上这些是神的祝福。
It's normal to feel good about the blessings that God gives us.
我们因为神祝福我们开心，这是很正常的。
But when we use it to exalt ourselves, that's when we really need to be careful.
但是我们若用这些事情来高抬自己的时候，我们就必须警惕。
Because what we see here is Nebuchadnezzar had been warned by God.
这里我们看到尼布甲尼撒王，神已经警告过他。
God is not comparing the king to another human person.
神并没有在把那个尼布甲尼撒王跟另外一个人比较。
And that's because God doesn't compare us with one another in terms of our success, our morality, the things that we've done.
因为神并不会把我们跟别人比较，特别是有关我们所成就的。
We believe that God sees us as righteous because of our faith in Jesus Christ.
我们相信说神看我们为义，因为耶稣基督的缘故。
And what God is warning the king against.
神这里在警告那个尼布甲尼撒王。
Is not to exalt himself.
是不要高抬自己。
And I said, I think this passage really affects all of us, whether we know it or not.
其实这经文也对我们大家都有影响的。
And when it comes to this idea of success, I've been trying to think about how I experience this in my own life.
所以谈到成功的话，我反省我自己的生命当中，这到底是什么意思？
And so I want to share with you, when we take our youth group other places.
当我带我们的青少年到别的地方的时候，
when we visit other churches and their youth groups,
我们探访别的教会和他们的青少年组，
or when we go on our Mexico trip that we just recently came back from,
或者我们去墨西哥短宣，
we get a lot of compliments about our youth.
我们得到很多的夸奖。
And people ask me, Dan, what did you do to make these students so passionate?
所以人家会问我， Dan, 你到底做了什么让他们那么热忱？
And I say, I don't know, I think they're just really weird.
我就说我想他们只是怪怪的。
No, but in all seriousness, they mean this question in a good way.
这实际上他们是好意的在问这个问题。
Because they can see the passion for God that some of our students have.
他们在我们的一些年轻人身上看到他们对神的热忱。
And it's very easy for me as a youth pastor to say, look at what I have built.
我当一个青年的青少年组的牧者，我很容易的说，看我手上所做的。
Look at what I have done.
看我所做的。
That's the same thing that King Nebuchadnezzar is doing in this passage.
这里尼布甲尼撒王同样的也是在这么做。
And when people ask me what we do in our youth group that makes our students so passionate,
当人问我在青少年组做了一些什么特别的东西，能够让他们有这种热忱呢？
The best response that I can give is to God be the glory.
我最好的反应就是说，把荣耀归给神。
I feel like we have had a really great youth ministry ever since I first visited in 1997.
我一直认为，自从我1997年加入这个青年组的时候，我一直认为我们的青年事工是很好的。
And we've had several different leaders during that time.
这一段时间，我们有好几个领袖。
And when I first visited,Greg Robertson, who's a part of our church, he was so welcoming to me.
当我第一次参加这个南谷的那个青少年组的时候，那个时候 Greg Robertson 他欢迎了我。
But we don't have to try to explain why this group has been a good group.
我们不需要费口舌去解释这个我们的青年组为什么那么好。
All we need to say is to God be the glory.
我们只需说把荣耀归给神。
He has been the leader of this group.
因为神是这个青年组的领袖。
And ultimately, God's the leader of our church.
最终神也是我们这教会的领袖。
And so, for me, whenever I experience what feels like success,
所以对我，当我在经历所谓的成功的时候，
it's important for me to remember who deserves the glory.
对我来讲，很重要的一件事情，要记得谁值得那个荣耀。
It's God.
是神配的那个荣耀。
And so when we are experiencing success, it's important for us to be on our guard.
所以当我们在经历成功的时候，我们必须要警惕。
And another way we may find satisfaction in what we have done is when we feel that we are morally superior to someone else.
我们在另外一方面可能觉得说很满足的是，当我们认为我们比别人好。
And we might think, if I serve in more ways than this other person in our church, then I'll feel good about myself.
可能你认为说你比旁边的人在教会服侍的比较多。
And we might start to compare the amount of hours that we could spend at church compared to another brother or sister.
说不定你会再比较与另外一个弟兄姐妹在侍奉上的花的时间。
And this puts up barriers in our relationships with one another.
这个会在我们弟兄姐妹之间的关系组成一道墙。
And when we remember the vision of our church,
我们若复习我们教会的意向，
which is to see the broken and the captive set free in Jesus Christ.
就是要使那些破碎跟被掳的在基督里得释放。
That's when we can remember that we are all broken and in need of that grace.
那个可以提醒我们都是破碎的，我们需要得释放。
And so if we feel like we are morally or spiritually superior to someone else,
所以当我们认为我们道德上、行为上比别人优越的时候，
that's another way that we exalt ourselves.
那是另外一个高抬自己的一个方式。
It might be very small and subtle, but it's something that we do to exalt ourselves.
可能是一些可能微不足道、微不足道的一些行为，但是那也是在高抬自己。
And I said these are not the only ways that we see our pride affecting us.
这两方面。
There are many more.
有更多的方面可以显示说我们的骄傲。
But I hope that when we consider both success and morality,
所以当我们考虑到成功跟道德上，
that this gives us a sense of what it was like to be King Nebuchadnezzar.
这两点足够于让我们能够经历尼布甲尼撒王所经历的。
There are ways that we exalt ourselves.
我们有高抬自己的方法。
And so our question.When we realize this, if we are honest about the ways that we have pride in our lives,
so we 要问的问题，当我们发现我们有骄傲的时候，
the question that we will often ask,
我们需要问的问题是，
is we will say, okay, if I've been proud, then what do I do?
那我骄傲的时候，我应该怎么办？
How do I get myself out of this?
我如何脱离骄傲呢？
Yeah, what do I do differently?
我能够做一些什么不一样的事情吗？
And we see a great example from what the king does next.
我们在尼布甲尼撒的记载，我们看到一个例子。
We see this starting in verse 34.
从三十四节开始。
At the end of that time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified him who lives forever. His dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation.
日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒王举目望天，我的聪明复归于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神，他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代。
All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the peoples of the earth. No one can hold back his hand or say to him, "What have you done?"
世上所有的居民都。算为虚无，在天上的万军和世上的居民中，他都凭自己的意志行事，无人能拦住他手，或问他说：“你做什么呢？”
At the same time that my sanity was restored, my honor and splendor were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. My advisors and nobles sought me out, and I was restored to my throne and became even greater than before.
那时我的聪明复归于我，我为我国的荣耀、威严和光耀。也都复归于我，并且我的谋士和大臣也来朝见我，我又得建立在国位上至大的权柄加增于我。
Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heaven, because everything he does is right, and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble.
现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的。也都公平，那行动骄傲的，他能降为卑。
So if we find ourselves being proud of our success,
当我们因为我们的成功而骄傲的时候，
or our moral superiority,
或者我们道德上有优越感的时候，
the ways that we feel proud of ourselves,
我们各种让我们自己骄傲的方式，
we see a great example from King Nebuchadnezzar.
我们从尼布甲尼撒王的身上看到一个好的例子。
Because the opposite of pride or self-exaltation is humility.
所以骄傲跟自豪的相反就是谦卑。
And this is not just a story of the ways that King Nebuchadnezzar fell short, but the ways that God meant to restore him.
所以这个故事并不是指出尼布甲尼撒王的短处的缺点，而是指出神如何把他复苏。
And I said earlier, if we're honest with ourselves, we all wrestle with pride or self-exaltation in some way.
我们诚实面对自己的话，我们也看到说我们跟骄傲有挣扎。
And we can follow the same example as the king here in this passage.
我们可以照着尼布甲尼撒王所做的去行。
Verse 34 says that he raised his eyes to heaven.
34节说，他举目望天。
And he's doing this to turn his praise to God.
他这么做是为了把赞美归于神。
And when we can take our eyes off of our accomplishments and the success that we've had, and we can praise God for it.
我们可以把焦点从我们所成就的移到神的身上。
Then that's what humility is. That's what humility is.
这就是谦卑。
And that's where we find our restoration in him.
那我们的复苏就在神。
This passage is such an amazing picture of the gospel that we believe in.
这段经文其实是福音的很好的一个形容。
We know that we've all fallen short.
我们知道我们都亏欠了。
That we've all sinned.
我们都是罪人。
And the ways that God then sees us as righteous is when we humble ourselves and make him our Lord and Savior.
当我们谦卑我们自己承认神为我们的主的时候，那个时候神就看我们为义。
And we see with the king, his humility led to restoration.
所以我们看到那个尼布甲尼撒王，当他谦卑之后，一切都复归于他。
And one of the other amazing parts of this passage is the way that this humility that the king shows, it's shared with others as well.
另外一个很奇妙的是，那个尼布甲尼撒王把他降卑的经历跟大家分享。
In verses 36 and 37, we see that the nobles and the advisors saw the change in the king and they helped restore him to his throne.
在36节，我们看到那些谋士和大臣，他们看到王的改变而把国复归于他。
And if we're willing to lay down our pride and be humble in front of someone else, it is a powerful testimony.
当我们愿意把我们的骄傲放下来的时候，然后分。 跟大家分享的时候是很好的见证。
It's a way that we get to share how our lives have been changed.
是分享我们的生命如何改变的一个好见证。
That's why it was so exciting to have David come and share with us just briefly this morning.
所以我很高兴David能够来跟我们分享，虽然是短短的分享。
Having known him and seeing the way his life has changed, it's so amazing that he's taking this trip now to Africa.
所以因为我认识他也一阵子，也看到生命的改变。
That's a testimony of life change.
这是生命改变的见证。
And I invite you to come join us at lunch if you want to hear a little bit more.
再度地要求你们中午的时候来听他的分享。
There's something powerful when we humble ourselves before God.
当我们在神面前谦卑下来，是蛮有力的一个见证。
And I know this is not easy.
我知道这并不容易。
It's not easy for us to share the ways that we have fallen short.
要跟大家分享我们跌倒的事件是很不容易的一件事。
But when we do, I really believe there are people here in our church who want to help support you.
但是当我们就这么分享的时候，我深信我们教会有人愿意支持你。
I believe we have a really amazing community of brothers and sisters here at our church.
我深信我们在教会里有一个很好的。
And when we are willing to humble ourselves and share ways that we have fallen short with others, people are encouraged.
就当我们愿意谦卑自己分享我们的跌倒的地方，人家会受到鼓励。
It's a way that we get to testify to the mission of our church.
是用来见证我们教会的印象。
Which is to be disciples who have had lives changed by God.
就是要当神基督的门徒，生命被
And this is the end of this chapter, verse
37. 37节是第43章的最后一章一节。
But I actually want to finish by going back and reading the start of the chapter.
所以我要用第四章的前几节做结束。
Because there's something very different about this one chapter in the book of Daniel.
因为在但以理书这一章很特别。
And we see this starting in verse 1.
在第一节这么讲。
King Nebuchadnezzar, to the nations and peoples of every language who live in all the earth, may you prosper greatly.
尼布甲尼撒王，小谕住在全地各方各国各族的人，说愿你们大享平安。
It is my pleasure to tell you about the miraculous signs and wonders that the Most High God has performed for me.
我乐意将至高的神向我所行的神迹奇事宣扬出来。
How great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom. His dominion endures from generation to generation.
他的神迹何其大，他的奇事何其盛，他的国是永远的，他的权柄存到万代。
Verse 2, it says, It is my pleasure to tell you about this story.
第二节说，我乐意的跟你分享这个故事。
It is my pleasure to tell you about how I lost my sanity and crawled around in the fields for 7 years.
我很乐意跟你分享我如何失去我的理智，然后在野地上爬。
And that's what's so different about this chapter of the book of Daniel.
但你说这第三的特独特处就在这里。
The first half of the book of Daniel, the first six chapters, is narrative or story.
但你说的前四章是叙述文。
And the second half is prophecy or apocalypse.
这里说最后一半是有关启示的。
But do you notice that here in chapter 4, it is a first-person account from King Nebuchadnezzar?
但是你注意的话，第四章写法是第一层。
And the other five of the chapters of narrative are third-person accounts.
其他的是用第三者的称。
And he's saying, I'm glad to tell you about the ways that I had everything taken from me and I crawled around like an animal for 7 years.
所以他说我乐意跟你们分享说 我如何失去一切,如何在野地上行走如野兽一样?
Isn't that strange?
这你不觉得奇怪吗?
Are we glad or taking pleasure in sharing with one another all the ways that we fall short?
你会不会乐意分享你失败的地方?
That's challenging, right?
真的是个挑战。
And yet Nebuchadnezzar is glad to share his humility.
那我们这里看到说,你不假你撒谎,他很乐意地分享他的经历。
And I wonder if he knew that this account would be read by others.
我一直在想说他知不知道他叙述的会被别人读到。
And as he's sharing the story and the scribe is writing this down, this happened 2,500 years ago, roughly.
这件事情是差不多2500年前发生的事情被记载下来。
It is still such an amazing example for us today.
对我们来讲还是个很奇妙的一个例子。
He is glad to share about the ways that God brought him to humility. And this is an amazing change in his heart, that he would be excited to share about what God has done in his life. And so, from a worldly sense, this doesn't, it, we don't understand it.
从事实的观点,我们不能了解。
Why would someone be glad to share about their failures?
为什么有一个人会乐意地分享他的失败呢?
Why would someone be glad to share about the ways that he talked about his mighty power and his majesty?
为什么有一个人会愿意分享有关他的能力,他的荣耀呢?
Rather than God's.
而不是谈有关神的荣耀。
And that's because when we turn from our pride and we share the ways that God has changed our hearts,
离开骄傲的时候,我们的生命会改变。
Then we open ourselves to the ways that God wants to heal us.
我们让自己能够接受神要给我们的。
It's a testimony of the ways that He has worked in our lives.
也是见证神在我们生命上所做的事。
And in other words, it's a way to take the focus off of ourselves and bring it back to God who deserves the worship.
换句话说是把那个焦点从我们的身上移到神的身上。
And so my prayer for us is that we would follow the example from King Nebuchadnezzar that we see in this passage. That we would be excited to share about his glory and his majesty. Not my glory, not my majesty. The ways that he has changed our hearts and forgiven us. And I pray that this would make us excited to share the ways that we have been humbled.
我也这么祷告说,我们也会很乐意地分享我们怎么样的被改变。
In the same way that the king was humbled here.
同样的,你不讲你说王在这里被改变,被这样被。
Because when he took his eyes off of himself,
所以当他把焦点转移,
and when he raised his eyes to heaven,
举目望天的时候,
he was restored.
他被复归。
And when we humbly surrender to Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we find that restoration as well. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the amazing example that we see in the life of King Nebuchadnezzar. And God, we know that if we are honest with ourselves, we are proud.
神啊,我们知道说,当我们对自己诚实的时候,我们跟骄傲也有挣扎。
It is easy for us to be proud of our accomplishments.
我们很容易的因为我们的成就而骄傲。
It is easy for us to compare ourselves with one another.
我们容易彼此的比较。
And so God, I pray that we would humble ourselves before you.
主神啊，我们求你来让我们能够在你面前谦卑下来。
That when we encounter success,
当我们面对成功的时候，
that we would say, to God be the glory.
我们会这么说，把荣耀归给神。
And that when we have the temptation to compare ourselves with someone else,
当我们有跟别人比较的诱惑的时候，
that we would know, God, that you have forgiven all of us.
我们知道说神啊，你已经原谅了我们。
Because we have all fallen short.
因为我们都亏欠你的荣耀。
And I pray that this will teach us, Lord, that you are the one to be exalted.
我这样子祷告说，你教导我们，你是那值得配得荣耀的。
That we would be excited to share about your glory and your majesty.
那我们乐意的分享你的荣耀，你的威严。
And God, we know this is only possible because of your love for us.
我们知道说这是因为你的爱才能我们才能够这么行。
And so we thank you for the grace that was poured out to us on the cross.
所以我们为你在十字架上所导出的恩典献上我们的感谢。
And so God, I pray that as we live our lives,
主啊，我们祈求当我们过我们的生命的生活的时候，
that we would be quick to humble ourselves before you.
让我们快的能够在你面前谦卑下来。
And to remember that you are the one who's worthy of worship.
要记得说你是那配的赞美的敬拜的。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.